Hello,
I'm Roy Lama.
Exercise! There was a time when getting physical took nothing more than a Lycra jumpsuit and an Olivia Newton-John album.
Really? You sure that's what that song was about?
But today, the options are seemingly endless. Gymnasiums, fitness clubs, ab crunches, thigh thrusters, glute gougers, groin guzzlers. I'm getting short of breath just naming them. How ironic. Now, let's cross to correspondent Roy Lama to see what gets him sweating.
Wouldn't you like to know? But yes, thank you, Roy. Hello, I'm Roy Lama, and I'm here at a gymnasium, or gym as some people would like to call it, with James, a personal trainer who's showing me the ropes and all other sorts of torturous equipment. Now, James.
Actually, I prefer gym.
That's what I just said.
No, you didn't. You called me James.
Oh, I see. So your name is Jim, and you work at the gym.
That's right.
Doesn't that get confusing?
Actually, of all the people who come in here every week, you're the first one to point that out.
I see. Well, actually, that brings me to my first point. Why does everything in the exercise world need to be abbreviated? I mean, abs, glutes, reps, sets, gyms.
Well, there's only one of me.
What?
Well, Roy, the reason... People today are just far too busy for a long workout and for long words. It's not like back in the day.
How do you mean?
Well, people used to have more time, and today they don't. We have to offer workouts that are quick and intense, and we sure don't have time to pronounce everyone. Or everything. Come on, you see?
Weren't people healthier back in the day? You know, from what I've heard, we were fitter, ate nutritious food, and only really died in tragic farming accidents.
Look, just get on the exercise bike, okay?
Okay, now what are you doing?
We're going to take your heart rate up to 180 so you can really feel the burn.
That sounds appealing.
It's really not that bad. Look around you. All these people are loving it. The guys on the treadmills, the seniors in the spin class, the pregnant teenagers in the sauna.
Pregnant teenagers in the sauna? Why don't we just go there if you want to get my heart rate up?
You disgust me. Keep riding.
Okay, but in any event, that brings me to my next point. Now, it seems that most people who go into gyms regularly are already fit and only seem to have emotional problems. The really unhealthy people who need to exercise feel too intimidated to even step through the door.
Look, I may not know much about whatever you're talking about, but all I know is a healthy body means a healthy mind.
Really? Couldn't it be the opposite?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe a perfectly fit, chiseled, well-toned body could actually be the symptom of a unhealthy mind.
No, I mean, what does opposite mean?
I'll explain it to you later. Now, Jim, when you say I should feel the burn, what does it mean when the pain is localized to my chest and my left arm?
Push harder. Break through the pain barrier.
Back to you in the studio.
So there you heard it. We've never had more ways to keep fit, and yet we've never been so unhealthy. How ironic. Then again, being intellectuals, maybe we're just biased because we spent most of our adolescence being victimized by maniacal PE teachers. Now back to Peter Gers in the ABC studios.